We welcome in now Adam Kaplan, who joins us from ESPN, of course, and one of our regular contributors. And you've followed this team since the start. Chip Kelly now faces a very tough assignment in Denver, Adam. How he responds, I think, is going to be really important to kind of how the season goes.
Yeah, and also his coaching staff. I don't think there's any question in the players. They've had some time off after last week's game, and that might help him, because I know talking to the players after the game, they were tired. One player told me he hadn't had a day off in a month, so this may help them. Of course, you have to now worry about not only the travel, the air in Denver. You've been there before. You know what it's like. This is something of a mindset. You have to get used to it. So it's a little bit of a challenge, but the bottom line is now, as you mentioned, this is a challenge now for not just Chip Kelly, but for the entire team. And this is a Denver Broncos team, David, is outstanding and a little bit better defensively than I thought.
Let's talk about the Eagles defense first. If you're Bill Davis, what do you want to try to do against Peyton Manning?
You know, historically, defensive coordinators talk about, Dave, getting, you know, stopping one guy or two guys, but you've got three receivers. Now you have this tight end, Julius Thomas, a college basketball player, now is coming to his own as a football player. So you have four really good passing targets. You've got a good offensive line, not a great one. Left tackle Ryan Clady's out for the season. That's where Bill Davis has to find an advantage on the Denver offense.
You want to take Peyton out of his comfort zone, and you do that by mixing things up, bringing a blitz every now and then. But there's nothing that you can show Peyton Manning
that he has not seen,
and that he's beaten. He's beaten everything. You don't want to lay back on him, right? I mean, these guys average, look at that, 42 points a game. I'm really interested to see the mentality of this defense in this game. How aggressive will Bill Davis be?
You know, historically, people point to the 3-4 defense as giving Peyton Manning some problems. I think it's more about 3-4 defense giving the offensive line problems and throwing off Peyton Manning's rhythm. That's all you can do. As you said, Dave, and you're right, you're not going to fool him. You've got to disrupt his timing. That is the only chance that the Eagles have on defense because, as you said, they're scoring so many points. No one has controlled them yet. And what you want them to do is kind of like the game plan the teams would have against Peyton in Indianapolis. Let them run all day. Then you take your chances. If you cover them, as the Eagles did a good job against Kansas City, there were times when Alex Smith held on the ball forever. It's because they did a good job in coverage. Disrupt the timing of the receivers and tight ends also.
There's an element here, Adam, as you look at the Eagles' defense, and they've made progress in certain areas. The red zone defense has been better. Third and long seems to be giving this team a lot of problems. When you look at it after these first three games, are you seeing a consistent theme here?
Yeah, it's the shallow crosses, the crossing patterns, passes in the middle that they're not disrupting the timing at all. They're giving space. You saw Donnie Avery, three big-time space plays. You talk about those third down plays. Everything across the middle where there's 10 to 15 yards of space. And the other thing that surprised me is that when Kerry Williams had him a couple times, he backed off at the snap, and that's when Avery saw that, and I don't know if it was an option route or not, but he ran inside. That's something now that they've got to, and you see that right there. Look, that's incredible.
15 yards, 51 yards, 26 yards, 9 yards,
middle,
15
middle.
Yards, 4. Is that
disrupt
a scheme?
Them, Dave.
Is that a scheme breakdown? Is it a flaw in the scheme?
I think there's a void. I think that's what coordinators call it, a void, what they have to correct on tape, and they'll do that. Billy Davis has been around a long time. He'll do that. Because when you play more press man, on those plays, they gave Avery a lot of room. They did not press him. Disrupt the timing of the receivers. And remember now, the difference between the Denver receivers and Kansas City receivers, size. Demaryius Thomas, 6'3". 87, Decker, 6'3". Okay, of course, we didn't talk about Welker, who's short, but he's in the middle. He's the best slot receiver of the National Football League. Then you have Julius Thomas, who's 6'5", and he is awesome. So they've got a major challenge. You've got to get physical with them. And don't forget, Bradley Fletcher and Kerry Williams are press man corners. And Patrick Chung is a physical if he plays. We'll see about that. But he's a physical player. Everyone must get physical in this game. That's got to be the theme, Dave.
Yeah, Adam, it's not just the defense that's going to stop Peyton Manning. It's the Eagles' offense, how they approach things, the special teams, the field position. Chip Kelly, any sense of will he slow it down just a little bit? Will he keep going, go, and try to pile up the points? Does he have some sort of happy medium there as well?
This is the one game where you cannot score enough points. They're probably going to have to score in the 40s, I think, and we'll see if I'm wrong or not. Of course, I've been wrong in every game picking the Eagles games, but the tempo-wise, they've got to score as many points. I don't care about running the ball and controlling the clock. Every time they get the ball, no field goals, score touchdowns. They're going to probably have to score 7 or 8 touchdowns in this game.
Adam, what will this 7 or 8 touchdowns?
49 points. I think might have to win this game. That's 7.
What is this game going to tell you? What is this game going to tell you about the Eagles?
Well,
and maybe not just this road trip seems to me to be a really crucial point in the season.
I agree. This is probably the most difficult game. If you look at their entire schedule, this is the toughest matchup. They have some tough matchups. This is the toughest one. It's how they come out with that time off. If you look at the schedule now, this is the one game where you go, you know, this is going to be really, really tough. You see the rest of the schedule. The Giants are really bad so far. The Bucks are not good. Look at that. Three out of their four games after Denver are teams that haven't won a game so far. And then Dallas looks good. They do look improved, but I don't want to judge them and say, boy, if they don't win this game, they're not good enough. It's going to be tough. This is I don't want to say impossible. I don't know how they could come out and win this game other than scoring a ton of points and getting some turnovers. Every once in a while, Peyton Manning has a game where you scratch your head and go, what happened here? This is the game where if you disrupt this timing, maybe you got a shot.
Adam, the NFC East is, well, it's a mess. I mean, the Cowboys are 2-1, the Eagles are 1-2, the Redskins
right.
and the Giants have yet to win a game. The Eagles very much in this division race. Mm-hmm. What's happening in the NFC East?
Washington, I came into last season thinking their defense was bad, and they got off to a terrible start. In fact, they're giving up a little less points than they are after three games than last season, but their secondary is terrible. They've got Brian Arakpo. They thought he would be a great pass rusher coming off his injury. He hasn't gotten it done, but their four starting defensive backs have been awful so far. Teams are taking advantage of it, and they're not getting the big plays on offense they expected. What they're doing is they're falling behind, and RG3 is putting up big numbers, but they're empty numbers. They don't really mean anything. Then transitioning over to the Giants.
Offensive line.
And their linebacker play has been bad. Their secondary. And how about their defensive line? Jason Pierre-Paul-Dave coming off the back surgery has not been the factor that they thought he would be. They're not getting the pass rush. And they're not getting the running game, Dave. David Wilson's not getting the explosive plays. There's not one facet of the Giants team now you could look at and say, oh, boy, they're getting it done there. They're not doing anything right.
Who is more likely to get back on track, the Redskins or the Giants?
I would probably say the Redskins because I'm expecting their front seven to be better. That's been a surprise. Here's the problem with the Giants. They're getting older, not younger. And their veterans who they're expecting to play well are not playing well. And that includes Eli Manning, who just can't find anyone who's can make a play.
And then the Dallas Cowboys at 2-1 here, Adam. They lose Anthony Spencer for the season. They've run the football well. Tony Romo has played well. How for real are the Cowboys?
I think they've taken to the 43 defense. I think DeMarcus Ware's looked great. Their secondary, which is deep, has played well. They've been physical. I want to see them go on the road and start winning on the road because they've looked good at home. But they so far are by far the best team in the NFC East. I don't think they'll drop off much. And you saw what happens when you get balance in offense, as they did against the Rams. DeMarco Murray had a big-time game. They're playing to the strength of their football team, is running and defense.
How many wins does it take to win the East?
9-7. If you're 9-7, you'll win this division.
Okay, I'll take that. Adam Kaplan, we thank you for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.